Random House Audio presents Heat Wave by Nancy Thayer, read for you by Kate Mazur. The house is good. The beams are strong. The sun streams in the whole day long. 100 years or more it stood, swept by sea winds. The house is good. Edith H. West. Chapter 1. Some days recently, Carly Winstead had experienced moments of actual happiness when her heart gave her a break. She'd forget Gus's death and focus on the sight of her daughters or the sparkle of sunlight on the ocean. And, lightning fast, guilt zapped her. How could she be happy, even for a moment? She had to be happy, because she needed to be a role model for her daughters. She wanted to show them how to get through the dark times, to relish the good in each and every day. Today, she just needed not to be a coward. It was the end of December, the end of the year, the end of the worst year in Carly's life. High on a cliff overlooking the deep blue waters of Nantucket Sound, Carly stood in her bedroom, her heart racing with anxiety. Thank heavens her girls were with friends this morning. She couldn't let them see her like this. They had enough to deal with. Their beloved father, Carly's dear Gus, had died a month ago. His death had been unexpected, unpredictable, wrong, caused by an undiagnosed heart defect that had been lying stealthily in wait for years. Gus had been only 37. Carly was only 32. Cisco.